This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Okay, yeah, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuku,
PR
person. We've got Jeff and we've got Simon in the room today.
Kia ora.
Okay, the Ministry of Justice jurisdiction and a new police force based on common law equity sheriffs. At the People's Court, they're working this out at Huntley. I've got a friend at the Seventh-day Adventist Church who's talking about that. And I actually think that we should be able to do citizens' arrests, because when you look at the Word of God in Ezekiel 45, verse 9, it talks about silver mixed with dross, and it talks about serving the council with insolvent bankruptcy, dealing with false currency. So okay. I'll be standing for the mayoralty. And I believe in the amber, it's the Levi John celestial man. We're supposed to be bringing in the transformation, like, you know, this is the futuristic Ezekiel's temple. We're supposed to be bringing this transformation into the earth today, reconstructionism. So Christ over the council, Christ over the...
One of your policies for mayor,
yep.
excuse me, is that to... allow citizens arrest. Do you would you have the jurisdiction if you were in local government?
Yeah, well, it's common law equity councillors, and it's the golden crown, because every Christian has a golden crown.
Yeah.
So where councils have been creating insolvency and bankruptcy, dealing with false currency, we have to hold them accountable. Because one of the questions I asked at the mayoral forum meeting was, how are you going to deal with the debt?
Yeah.
You know, because you're $2 billion in debt and you're costing us, $1 million a week in interest. And what are you doing about it? You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, I know for a fact if you did get into local government that you would probably be really good with debt.
Yeah,
you'd probably you would solve that crisis. We don't know.
I'd want an audit done on the accounts.
Yeah,
on where's the money going to, and I stand for a rates cap, but only spending money on projects that are vitally important.
I think everyone's kind of in debt at the moment, though, so that's a thing.
Yep. And the chairperson who was there at the meeting, Alan Vink, who was talking about preachers and politicians. And he looked at me and I had the King of All Kings flag. And I guess he probably was trying to say that I'm just a preacher. But in the Word of God, it talks about the eldership, doesn't it? You know, and the 24 elders have got Jesus, the four living creatures, the 12 apostles, I believe in the apostles of the Lamb, and the 24 elders. So we're all called to be spiritual fathers in Christ, particularly the men. Are you a spiritual father, Jeff?
Oh, one with the Spirit. I believe in God with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my mind.
Yeah. So if we're promoting Christ over the council, Christ over health, Christ over education, Christ over the economy, therefore the king, as king priests, we should be challenging the mayoralty, we should be challenging the council as Christians, standing up for the right principles, the Ten Commandments.
I don't know, but I don't think in this day and age that's going to fly with the world, though, because the world is very different from the life of Christ, right?
Well, it did with the Christian Heritage Party.
Yeah.
We promoted Christ overall with Capel, but he went down the wrong way.
I don't know. It's because that was that in the early 2000s?
Yeah, and now we've got the New Zeal Party, so I'm going to have to challenge them. Are they
now
promoting Christ overall?
Now we're voting for people like Christopher Luxon, so yeah, it's hard times.
And one person was there and he was saying, Hey, Tim, you used to be of the National Party and that basically ruined the nation. And
Tim turned around and said to him, Timmy's government, you're with
the Labour Party. They were just as bad, I think he was trying to say.
Yeah. Well, my view of the way the elections worked, the country did not vote for Christopher Luxon. It was a total shambles. He only just sort of pushed in his own electorate and the rest of the country didn't vote him in.
So they were talking about providing for homes for the homeless. Walker Mile in their shoes, and Maria was representing 26 Marais and 96,000 people. Ahead for details, heart for Hamilton, they were saying. The People's Voice, Democratic Assemblies, that's another policy that I really believe in. But this is interesting from the Tops Party. Politics, as usual, is broken. Our biggest challenges are stuck in pendulum politics, left and right. Housing, healthcare, superannuation. We can't kick these big decisions down the road anymore. That's why we're launching the Citizens' Voice. But I like the Democratic Assemblies. That's the policy I'm going to be promoting. So
Right. Whatever
your beef is with the council, whatever issue you have with the environment, whatever the case,
yeah. You
come to this Democratic Assembly and you can talk about it. Yeah.
And the council, all they need to do with people that owe them money is consider how much money they owe. And what they do is they just put a little bit of interest on whatever it is that they think they're owed.
Yeah. So as your new world order policy, you know, although I'm against the mark of the beast, how would you deal with the currency, Jeff?
Interesting how you would put it like that, Jack, but yeah, that's what the Bible indicates, is that there's going to be a new government.
Yeah.
Now, everything, the old will wash away and in will come in the new.
But the central banks are taking full control of the currency. There's going to be digital currency.
Therefore,
that's going to affect us all soon.
Will not Christ come in when he kicks the money traders out of the temple? The Zion itself, the highest order of business on this planet, the internet. Do you not think that he will take over all of these things?
You're inspiring me. I'm going to have a whip at the mayoral forum and I'm going to say, drive the money changers out of the temple.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me on to something. Not only the straw man, you know, the fictitious entity that's
or
corporation.
Doll.
Yeah.
It's not straw man, it's voodoo doll now.
Yeah. So, you were going to talk, Simon, about halfway houses and life skills.
Yeah, just my mate Paul, ex-policeman, saw the rubbish behind the police, what's going on behind the scenes. We're opening up the community centre in Glenview.
Yeah.
Sad to say we're doing this because the kids aren't getting loved at home and we've already got converts walking through the door. They just want a bit of aloha. So, yeah.
So, you would have a halfway house for all the homeless and the street people.
You'll
teach them life skills
under 20s, like how to budget. Yep.
How to cook. How to treat other people with respect.
Yeah, how to treat other people will be the big one. That'll be at the top of the list, pretty much.
So basic life skills.
Basic life skills.
Summed up.
Thou shalt not punch the other in thy face. Thou shalt hug.
Yes. Yeah. That's cute. I like that.
Yeah, he's got fire in his eyes, sword in his hand. We'll ride on white horses all across the land. And he's calling out to you and me, will you ride with me? We'll say, yes, Lord, I'll ride with you.
I don't even know what that's. What is? Does anyone in the studio know?
Revelation 19, verse 14.
Oh.
The army shall ride on white horses clothed in white. So this is the white horse ministry where Christ is coming out of our inner being, out of the sanctuary, and we're riding on the white horse. It's called the white horse ministry with swords in our hands. I like it because it's kind of doing something about the problems that surround us as king priests. We are called to transform the system, not just sit back and wait for Jesus to come on a fluffy white cloud. We're called to be existentialists and bring a transformation to the government.
Do you think that
to health, to education? All Christians need to stand up.
You're
in
on
Christ.
That cloud now, Jack. This is one of those clouds.
He's on something.
Do you think that I'm on the cloud? Am I on the cloud?
You're cloud
on
nine?
Cloud. I'm on the cloud.
No, you're dealing with reality, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also criminal cartels, gangs making money out of drugs. They were on TV last night and they reckon that the number of gang members has gone up to 10,000 and they were challenging Luxon on it.
Gee, I wonder
just
why.
Just a couple of months ago, they were saying that the numbers on gang members had gone down since the no patch legislation, right?
I think that they're wisening up and they're going underground. They're becoming invisible. But they're not stopping the selling of meth. So the industry, the drug industry, are making money out of meth. And illegal drugs has gone up.
Some of the gangs are against meth. I had a friend and his father was a doctor for Te Whatu Ora.
Yeah.
And he was paid to go into mongrel mob chapters and teach them anti-meth.
Yeah. Well, I'm pro people come totally off drugs, a natural high of Jesus. And if you look at our mandate, parental support, social services hub, father-mother mentoring, suicide prevention initiatives, ministry to mental health, to survivors of state care abuse, and meth addiction recovery. That's one of our main ones.
That's what we do.
And I'm a bit concerned because when I was down at the Rangatahi meeting,
yeah,
and there were 10 policemen there,
yeah,
and I said to a person, you can have these anti-meth pamphlets.
Yeah.
She said to me, no, we're neither for nor against.
Yeah, how
drugs.
What? How mum is that?
What?
Is that our public servants? And I think that's why my mate left the police force.
They don't mind people smoking marijuana so long as they're not smoking the heavier stuff. So I'm against drugs altogether, you know. This is the example.
Well, that's a conservative attitude. Those, you know, these days you have to be lit.
That's what I'm going to be stand for as a mayor. No, say no to drugs. That's it, you know. Get on a natural high of Jesus. Use alternative methods. You know what I mean? And they are pretty important.
One can only wonder what medications Donald Trump's on.
Yeah, well, it's not too popular in Scotland. No treats for tyrants, they're saying. No red carpet for dictators. The nations are protesting over Israel practicing genocide of Palestinians. There's a view that it's Hamas attacking them and they want to get rid of Hamas altogether, but it looks as though that America is working in with Israel because there's 100,000 Jews in America, so they back some of the central banks and major investments and...
But like Prescott Bush financed that off Hitler. But people wonder where Prescott Bush got the money. It was Jewish money.
But it's interesting, in 2 Kings 5, 5 verse 21, Elisha said, shall I slay these Sumerians or these evil cannibal type people or whatever? And Elisha said, no, or the king of Israel said, no, let them go. So although they were violent in the Old Testament towards those who are immigrants and so forth, they seem to be showing mercy in the Old Testament. You know what I mean? Well, speaking of Old Testament, Jeff, are you ready to go if you're...
We're going to come in early to Jack's segment on From the Fringes. I've got this segment I call Food for Thought, and what I've been doing is just letters, basically, the alphabet soup. We're up to the letter F today, the problems for mankind on this planet.
Yeah.
A lot of people moan about the fluoridation of water. Well, I say put it in toothpaste. Take it out of the water. That'll stop those moaning about it. Flooding. Infrastructure for 100,000 reservoirs worldwide to cope with the flooding and how people are being devastated by it. You need infrastructure. Needs to be done, and it talks about financing it, then this money has to come from somewhere. Forecasting the future for 200 billion inhabitants. Believe it or not, in 200 years from now, that's where we're going to be looking at this population rate we're currently going at.
Yep.
Fracking, also known as hydraulic fracturing. We need to stop this, full stop. It's a technique used to extract natural gas and oil from deep rock formations by injecting high-pressure fluid to create fractures in the rock. Well, for you out there who don't know anything about the oil industry, once you get down to 2,000 metres, you've got at least 2,000 PSI anyway from the pressure down there. If you had a gas pocket down there, it's going to come out through a 9-foot choke and coat the side of the Hamilton Water Tower from the centre of town.
Yep.
This process is controversial due to the potential environmental and health risks. It's actually polluted over 500,000 fracking sites in North America alone, 10-kilometre radius. It's polluted the groundwater. The acids they're using are dissolving the casings in the tubing that they're using.
Mm.
proponents of this point out the economic benefits. They ignore the simple fact of the actual ecological destruction.
Is this a bit over the top?
Fracking has been carried out in New Zealand since 1989, mostly in Taranaki and also in the coal seams in Waikato and Southland. Concerns have been raised about its negative effects, and local government jurisdictions have called for a moratorium on fracking, but this has been rejected by the government. The environmental effects of fracking are regulated by the Resource Management Act. they regulate the environmental effects through the requirement of resource consents. In other words, you'll get a fine if you dump pollution into our rivers here. It's not so much they try and stop it. False flags, examples, yeah. 9/11, we just talked about one actually. October 7th, the latest Israel false flag. The Boston bombings were a false flag. Ask Steven Spielberg. Tell him that we know he helped out. A hostile or harmful action such as an attack that is designed to look like it was perpetrated by someone other than the person or group responsible for it. In case you didn't know, a false flag is an incident that is designed to deceive people into thinking it was actually carried out by someone else, like IDF soldiers wearing green uniforms and balaclavas. Forgiveness comes from the heart. Israel has ignored it. Many are ignoring it. New words for the new millennium. So far it's been the American bug brain CGI telly D-U-M-B flick experts. Today's words for goat, and it's slang, plural for goats, for those that murder, includes mainly those that order the murder of others, government departments and military organisations. Next week I'm going to be doing the letter G.
Yeah, now with the fracking, apparently a lot of people believe that earthquakes are caused through hundreds of thousands of volts pushed into the earth.
Yeah, well, that's the HAARP thing, Jack.
The HAARP.
It's totally different. Fracking is when they're dumping industrial waste into the ground. It's highly toxic acids. That's why they're even if you try and find out through these oil barons what it is they're using, they won't tell you.
They do have the technology to actually.
HAARP's a different thing altogether. There's a lot of
millions of volts into the earth and create an earthquake. That could be created by man.
Well, HAARP itself is an antenna that's put millions of volts into the atmosphere, Jack.
Yeah. Now, Simon, did you have anything to say about any of those topics that you'd like to?
I just see what Jeff was talking about. It's all about control.
Yeah.
It's all about, just us being cannon fodder.
Yeah.
I haven't really got much to say about what he's doing. Very interesting. Yeah.
But the common people have to stand up, don't they?
Yeah, that's the only way
we're going to stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why
we need to lobby these oil industries to stop fracking.
Yeah.
They need to actually make the government aware that they're polluting the ground and there's no real benefit from it. I'm an advocate for oil industry, Jack. I'm an advocate for oil exploration. I want to see oil more than this and remove fracking full stop.
Yeah. And when we were talking about the police swearing an allegiance to people that they need to swear, and when they were uplifting children, quite often the police were involved, weren't they, Simon?
Yeah, I've actually had a genuine life experience with that, and then I found out a few years down the track they're not giving their oath, so they're accountable to no one.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many bullies in the police force.
And it becomes a corporation.
Yeah, so they're actually accountable to no one.
Yeah.
Which is not right. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's why a friend of mine, Terry, goes to the Adventist Church. He mentions the People's Court, that they want to set up their own police force, their own kotiaki or a home guard.
Their own Māori wardens.
Yeah, and that's why we have common law practitioners and common law equity counsellors as sheriffs, the county sheriffs.
Well, by the way, guys, a shout out to Waikato Uni. They are out in the foyer today listening to us on air.
Oh,
Waikato
wow.
Uni, I'm guessing it's the comms department.
Oh. While you're on the uni and this sort of thing, I want to represent the youth council again. Because we need a youth council and we need an elders council.
We don't.
An elders council. What I'm finding, a lot of older people, they go into these old folks' homes and they rest up because they've worked hard all their lives. But some of them sort of turn off and they have nothing to do with people anymore. And a lot of them have been rejected by their own family and this sort of thing. But I want them to create mentorship for us in society to utilize what they've been through and be the spokesperson. I want elderly people to speak out on behalf of the youth, on behalf of their families. So I'm not only for the Elders Council, the Rangatira Kuia Council, like Maori and non-Maori. I'm also for the young, also representing the young people, because they're getting involved in violence and street warfare and drugs and the wrong things in life. So,
as far as the elderly are concerned, yeah. Jack, I'd like to see the way they're medicated changed. Get them on CBDs.
I've found when you talk to the youth and you feel like you've just had an intelligent conversation with them, they just go, huh? Yeah, so yeah. It's very hard. There's that barrier. There's the barrier.
Okay, no offence to the people out in the foyer, but as a millennial, Gen Z's are very hard to deal with.
Might be just my kids. I don't know. Oh, he's dead. I'm going to turn off.
Yeah, but it's the devices that are brainwashing. And we create forums for the youth where we allow them to express themselves and say it how it is for them. Okay, we can change all that.
Yeah, most definitely. Yep, good point.
And I mean, you are actually teaching in schools, Christianity in schools, aren't you?
Yep, they are trying to snuff out. We've got half an hour. And the way they've twisted the words, so they came across the guys that are fighting against us, they call it, oh, we just want teaching, no preaching. And we've only got half an hour.
Well, you're there to teach the way of Christ.
Yeah, but
right?
There's definitely a battle going on. This ex-pastor's, now his reason to exist is to take us out. It's all about politics and everything.
There's politics everywhere you go. That's like the worst.
But if you look at the sheriff and common law equity counsellors, their job is to use the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. You're allowed to defend yourself. Thou shalt not steal.
Yeah.
Whenever you go into a contract with a person over the land, thou shalt not steal. You're to honour that person. Thou shalt not bear false witness. If we were teaching these principles, the young would have to change, because they'd honour your father and your mother. Honour your father and your mother.
But only in the year 2022 has Hei Waka Putanga been taught in schools.
Is that
only
right?
In the year 2022.
Yeah, it just started coming in.
So
I remember
There is nothing that we can do.
Like, you're talking about self-determination. Yep. People's rights.
When I went to school, which was a long time ago now, we learnt Māori. I learnt to speak Māori at school. It was one of the electives.
But you were never taught about the Declaration of Independence, were you?
Doubted it.
You mean the Māori one or the USA one?
The Māori one.
So we need to reform education and teach our own history. Now, on my chatbot, John Elderworth has picked up on his family history, and his heraldic symbol is a boar with tusks. And there were writers in his family. And so I take people back to the future. Yeah, and then I get them to identify with the Rainbow Ribbons program and what it means to be a buddy supporter, a holistic healer, and practice suicide first aid. And then they go into my Glory Light game, which is, you know, have you ever played that game, which is, you know, what do the children play again with the Minecraft?
Angry Birds. Minecraft.
Yeah.
That's like the most popular game in the world.
And you've got this cutting-edge sword, and a dragon is using it and is cutting blocks, but he's going down into the mines and he's discovering the jewels underneath. Yeah. And so we're going to have a game which is going to be a game of life, training young people. And like, for instance, when I was talking about, hey, my lightning rod is touching this tree.
Yeah.
And I brought out, bend with the wind, go with the flow, you know what I mean, when you're troubled. My lightning rod is actually touching the clouds. Oh, the sun is always shining behind the clouds, you know. Practical solutions to everyday problems that children are experiencing. Oh, what would you teach the youth, Simon?
Well, basically, when I see them come through the doors of the community centre, you can kind of sense they're just getting a hard time at home. The parents aren't interacting with them.
Yeah.
Just start talking to them.
Yeah, because they don't honour their parents anymore, do they?
Well, sometimes I can understand why they don't honour their parents. I mean, if you're treated like a piece of crap, you don't want to really honour them.
I could only give a warning to the younger generation, is try not to take it on board too much of what these parents in the mainstream media are broadcasting.
Yeah, but it's fatherlessness that leads to suicide. where mum and dad are not working in and you're dishonouring the father, and they have no role models, they go the wrong way, don't they, the youth? So.
Well, it can lead to youth ending of unaliving themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be
so
very careful.
So we need a total transformation of politics, honouring real mothers and fathers, honouring the police swearing an allegiance to the people, not just to a corporation. We need communities where we connect with one another, listen to one another. And that's what I'm going to be standing for with the mayoralty. Communities, halfway houses, and life skills, teaching budgets, teaching how to cook.
It's about time you were elected in, right?
Yeah.
It's about damn time.
So you might vote for me, Jenny. That's good. Are you registered to vote?
Oh, I need to register to vote.
Yeah. Are you registered?
I'm registered because of Act 16. Paul and Silas were registered and they made a stand for their sovereign rights. Just because, you know, the system the way it is doesn't mean you can't stand for your rights.
And I'm a bit like Molokai Vanunu, and I'm not a real person here in New Zealand. I'm a political dissident.
So we need to provide homes for the homeless. That's going to be a big challenge. We need the people's voice, democratic assemblies. But I like what this is saying from Tops. Politics as usual is broken. Our biggest challenges are stuck in pendulum politics. Every left-right lurch of a new government costs us time, money, housing, healthcare, superannuation. We can't kick these big decisions down the road anymore. That's why we're launching the Citizens' Voice. So I'm gonna have 24/7 access to my office at the council. So people can come in, ring me up anytime, night or day.
24/7. Sheesh.
And let's start dealing with the issues of rates, violence in the communities. Let's start dealing with homelessness and this sort of thing. Yeah. As father of the city.
Just get up now.
Yeah, yeah.
And live for you.
Yeah.
And see, I can sing on air too.
I also acknowledge the Prince and the Princely community and the Jubilee principle of freedom, justice, equality for all people. And I have to serve the council, some of them, of insolvent bankruptcy notices, because if they're dealing with false currency, and a lot of them, you know, when they had the V8s, they put us into debt. So they should be held responsible. So we need open books there, don't we? And we need the books audited to know where the money's going, you know, how much interest are we paying.
I feel like this great sense of depression when I think about any kind of politics.
Yeah.
Because of the National Party. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of cool things, a lot of funding taken away, organisations can't run anymore. And it's about the people. I always, with the people's voice, we listen to organisations, we listen to people. Why can't we put the baton back into the hands of ordinary, everyday people?
Yeah.
They are the unsung heroes. What do you say, Jeff, of the community?
Well, they should take their own lunch to Parliament anyway and shut down Bellamy's and we'll open it up for the homeless. I want to turn the beehive into a homeless shelter, Jack. It's of no use to me when I take over the world.
I'm going to the beehive.
When?
For the ribbons on November the 12th.
Oh, wow.
The anniversary of the apology from Prime Minister Luxon. So we're taking the ribbons from Parliament, the Beehive, to Te Papa Museum.
But what's the government done about that? All the abuse and everything. They said that they were going to change society, so the abuse of children wouldn't happen.
I would like to say they've done absolutely nothing, but they have done a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it was 150 families out of that 20,000 that they said they were going to give their money to. That's nearly us.
So it's time for us to be agents of law change. It's time for the people to vote. It's time for everyone to realise that they have a say. We need to make voting compulsory in this country. And so if you're out there, you're listening, you need to become a Kaitiaki guardian, you need to become a sheriff, you need to take responsibility for your families.
And get excited about ribbons going to Parliament.
Yes, and bring a transformation in society, freedom, justice and equality. Let's bring the change we want to see in others. Okay, so this is From the Fringes.
For another week.
Thank you for listening.
Peace be with you.
And John Manoa with the King William the Fourth Party. Let's get these policies together.
Have a great week, guys.
Democracy as it should be. Okay, bye-bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.